Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. God is good and he always will be. You know, we get to live forever with him. And he's preparing us to help others live forever with him. Sometimes we don't realize what a great blessing he's given us. We get a chance to live forever in heaven with the Lord, knowing that you'll never stop existing is a comfort all by itself. This also means you'll never stop growing and learning. And on that side of life, when the enemy, once God finished putting Satan under his foot, we will grow without resistance. And we will find out what we can do. And we will be amazed at what we are designed to do as people of God. And we can do some awesome things in this world where we live. We are designed to win. We are designed to grow. We are designed to fight. We grow in the Lord and we learn. And as we grow, the enemy is trying to hinder us from growing. And he used every tactic he can think of against us to give him some sort of wild advantage. Now he used to know what life was, but he betrayed life. So he tried to pervert life. He tried to get us to pervert life like he did. He's not offering you anything but deception. And all sin gives him control over you. Sin causes us to be his slaves. Nothing more. Through sin, he can control us. Any form of sin, he can control us. And the enemy set things up to fail. In the last broadcast, we talked about how organized churches, they make it convenient for you to operate in their system. But the word of God says the just shall live by his faith. And I made a decision long ago, because I grew up in church and I started learning things that I went to a Methodist church and they didn't preach a certain way. There were some things they didn't deal with. And I found it in the Word of God. And I wanted to know, why aren't they doing this? Why? And they were trained against doing things like that. One of them was the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. And actually it came from the Methodist church. John Wesley had them praying and they would, he said, pray till you get the second blessing. And some of them started speaking in tongues. And they branched off and started the Church of God in Christ, the Church of God Church. And some of them, they thought that was uncivilized and they stuck with, they didn't want it. Some people don't want God's best. And I have found that even among people who love the Word, when it's time to follow God, some people won't go but so far. It's like people are afraid to follow him. What will he give me to do? They're afraid of their assignments. And I understand that it challenges you in every way to yield yourself to God and write him a blank check and confess that I will do whatever you say do. Now, when people first get saved, that's how they feel. But once you're around something long enough, there's a persuasion over time that will try to infiltrate your thinking process. You know, when they first went to Egypt, Abraham would not have had a handmaid. After 10 years in that land, that's when he decided to have a handmaid. And he took Hagar at the advice of his wife. And that's when Ishmael was born. When you're around something long enough, it can persuade you. And I understand that. And my fail-safe against it is hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. And I pay more attention. I learn to pay more attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit so the other loud voices don't persuade my mind and eventually my heart. And I can follow God clear. That's been my goal. So I understand that if you're around something long enough, that's the way you'll receive things. That's the way you'll measure things. That's why we bear fruit after our kind. See, a lot goes in with ministry. You're not just preaching the gospel, you're living a life that people can see. And what you condone, they're persuaded to condone. What you approve, they're persuaded to approve. What you hate, they're persuaded to hate. Now, whether they do or not is up to them. But when so many people around them are of the very identical persuasion, it can get in your mind. When you're around people that, good people that don't get healed and you know God loves them and they die, then it's more of a challenge to believe that God heals, especially when healing is not being preached. But there are good preachers out there in denominational churches that love God, and I know they love God. But they are persuaded to stay in a certain confine. And I saw this growing up, not in just Methodist church, Baptist church, even Holiness churches. The way that they preach, that's the way you got to preach. If you deviate, you're wrong. You went to the dark side in their mind. Now, the deviations I'm talking about is graduations. It's not going backwards to the world. See, the Lord will take you beyond what people understand. Kenneth Hagin taught people about faith. He believed God from a deathbed as a teenager. And then he got saved, then he believed God for his healing, and then he got healed, and then he taught people faith. And the only people that were close to receiving it was Pentecostal people. He found out about the Holy Spirit, and then he learned that you can have the Holy Spirit and operate in faith, and he became more dynamic. But people weren't used to it. It wasn't in their bylaws. It wasn't in their thinking process. So a lot of good people died because they didn't know that they could be healed. This is what I'm talking about. The Lord can't take people to the next step that he's going to, because Satan planted seeds of dead doctrines of devils in the church. And people don't expect the greater works of God. They don't expect to walk on water and raise the dead and heal the sick like Jesus did. Whatever Jesus did, he did it as a man. Peter walked on water because he saw Jesus walk on water. He had vision for it and eventually faith for it. Not much faith for it, but some enough to walk on the water the distance where he could recognize Jesus, because he was at a distance he couldn't recognize him. Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. And the Lord said, come. So he came. And he got right up on Jesus before he began to see. Jesus said, why did you doubt? That gives us a greater illustration of operating in faith. Keep your eyes on him. Whatever you're believing God for, you may not have enough vision for it, but keep your eyes on him, and you will be able to attain it and operate beyond your normal abilities. Through walking on water, he gave us an illustration of winning the fight of faith. Keep looking at him, and you will do it. You'll do the same thing. In heaven, we will live without satanic resistance. But we will have already been trained to win against it here. And if you can overcome Satan and still do God's will, you can do like Nehemiah, a weapon in one hand and building tools in the other. and still build your life and still live a good life, you can do it in heaven. And if you won't do it here, you won't be good at it in heaven. Faith, you'll be surrounded by faith, and eventually you'll get it. But even in heaven, you still got to operate by faith. You'll never have to not operate by faith. Whatever you want to attain, you'll have to do it by your faith. Even if God give you something, you got to receive it by your faith. Now, with all this said, think about how the Lord started. That's what we got to go back to. In order to get to the point where we can work greater miracles, we have to have the heart of God. We have to be trained by Him. We have to listen to Him. We have to take His word as truth. We have to succeed in the things of God. We can't just let things happen and work against us. You have to fight till you win and live in victory. That's what the Lord told me to do when it came to fighting. I'm like, Lord, how long do I have to fight? He said, fight till you win and live in victory. Don't let the things of darkness take over your life. Excel. Do better than other people are doing. Not to shame them, but to inspire them. When we succeed in the things of God before men, we raise the bar of their expectation. And we provide them with living vision. And through living vision, they can attain faith by hearing the word. As we speak with our mouth how we did, they'll be able to do the same thing. And they'll find themselves doing the very same things that Jesus did. Kenneth Hagin didn't get too far. The people didn't catch on like he did. And he had all kind of services to get people free and get people loose. He talked about it in the recordings of the Authority of the Believer. And he didn't have the success he desired until he had them to study Ephesians. They prayed the first and second chapter of Ephesians, and they began to walk in the power of God and operate by their faith and do what they normally couldn't do. Now, I'm saying these things because God is he's desiring to take us much further in life than we've gone. And I want to see you do the greater works as well. You don't have to live a normal life, a powerless life. You can live the life of God. You can go forward in your life and do the greater works. You can. You can succeed in Him. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can live a life that's strengthened by God. You can raise the dead. You can heal the sick. You can help people understand the truth. You can go forward. You can learn to have success in your relationships. The love of God will train you and help you to go forward in the things of God. You can do this. I know you can do this. And God will help you do the greater works. He's not limited. And He'll help you to stop thinking in a limited manner. The Lord has an answer for every situation. If you feel limited, He'll show you how not to be limited. If you feel like you can't do it, He'll show you how you can do it. Courage will grow in you. Determination will grow in you. All of the things that lie to you, saying that you can't, He'll show you where you can. The demonic resistance you feel, He'll show you how to combat it. Every lie Satan tells you, He'll show you how to destroy it. The persuasion of the people, He'll show you how to work against it. and operate anyway and go forward in the things of God doing His will. He'll help you navigate and stay in faith and go forward. All this is necessary to raise the bar. He'll help you do it. And you'll find yourself winning and standing where you used to fall or fail. You'll find yourself laughing at the things that you used to cry about. You'll win. And you'll see the devil lose. You'll see the wondrous works of God in your life. And I'm not making it up. This is the way we live. Now, to the ministers who feel corralled in the confines of organization, you've been organizationalized, and you feel trapped. You are trapped. The standard of God is on this wise: the just shall live by his faith. You really don't need the organization. Just do what God give you to do. Now, I once ran into this before, and one pastor was considering leaving the organization he was in, but his instruction was, don't leave the organization, just do what God's with within the organization and interrupt the whole process. But he didn't do it that way. He eventually got out. But when you follow God, you do things the way God give you to do it. And you raise the bar. And you make change. People don't like change. Change is a challenge. They don't want to be challenged. They like to feel like they're on the right track. See, there's always, the balance is this. Satan wants love preeminence. And Jesus loved to serve. If you serve with Jesus, you will overcome all preeminence. All the deception of preeminence, you can destroy it out of your life and go forward. All of it. Preeminence won't be a problem to you anymore. If you try to go down that path, it's going to fail you. That's the way of pride. It's not going to work. It's going to fail you. But the things of God are on this wise: serve mankind, and you will you'll succeed in life. You'll go forward, and you'll take others with you. See, every minister needs to learn how to use their faith. How can you train people to use their faith as a minister, and you're not living by your faith? You're allowing men to limit you instead of learning from the Lord how to work, how to operate. Every man of God need to be able to operate by their faith. See, when the Holy Spirit trains you, He's going to teach you how to live by your faith. He's going to teach you. He's going to train you. He's going to show you step by step how you can win by your faith. You'll have foundation. People that don't have faith, they have no foundation. And they can't excel. You know, Reuben, he slept with his stepmother. And Jacob said, you won't excel. Some things, you know, can hinder you. If you won't live by your faith, you will not excel properly. Until you do, you will be greatly limited in life. And your will gets weaker when you sin. But God loves you and He's for you. He's going to help you win every fight. He's going to help you win in life. And you will excel. You will succeed. You will go forward. You're not subject to the rudiments of this world, the way that men do it. See, avoid convenience sometimes. Sometimes convenience is the death of your ministry. A lot of people try to get you with convenience because they make it easy, and the just shall live by his faith. If you live by your faith, you don't need people to take care of you. Some people join the military because it's an easy path for somebody to. It's a structured life. People tell you what to do. You get paid. It's better than being a bum. But if it's in your heart to be a fighter, and you go in the military to serve and to be a blessing, that's the perfect reason to go. But sometimes people hide in organizations. Anything that has provision in it, they hide there. You can't. That won't work in ministry. In ministry, that's not the place to hide. That's the place to grow. And a lot of people are hiding in organizations. They hide in the church. They hide on jobs. They hide in the military. But wherever you are, even if you're under an organized Christian religion, organization, because Christianity is more than a religion. But if you're under an organ, just do what God give you to do there. Maybe you can make change. Because people want change, but they don't like it. They want change on their own terms. And they haven't seen God's terms yet, so they don't value it the same way. Men don't value the things of God until they see it operating. So what the enemy do, he try to keep it from operating because people will demand more if they see the life of God in operation. He's trying to hide God. And he's trying to use you to do it. And me too. He tries. But I say he fails in my life. And in your life, I believe you're going to do this. You have to learn how to use your faith. Don't be afraid. You're just going to have to learn to live by your faith. If you're going to live a decent life, you're going to have to. You might as well dig in and say, I'm going to do this. That's what I did. There are many things that I haven't mastered yet, even in faith. Others have, so I listen to them when they talk. You know, sometimes people have more confidence in things than I do. And I listen to them because they know what they're doing. Yeah, but you're an apostle. That has nothing to do with it. I'm an apostle by the office. That's what the Holy Spirit sanctioned me to do. Then he gave me the anointing to do it and gifts to help me do it. And you throw me out there in front of 1,000 people, I'm fine. I've got the anointing, and I'll operate in it. But when it comes to life, I have to learn how to live by my faith. Every problem I have, I solve it by my faith. All of my personal affairs have to be done by faith. And if I don't master it, it just don't happen. Just like you. And there's something I say, well, Lord, I need your training in this area. Now, he always helped me deal with the anointing, the things of the anointing first. When it comes to the things of the ministry, he'll just come. I don't even know to pray for it. The word of the Lord just come to me saying what I need to hear. It's like the training is free. I don't have to ask for it. He just start talking about it. And I write it down. I listen. I write it on the table of my heart. I write it down. I learn it well so that I can do this. Then I learn from it. I meditate on it so I can understand it. and I let him prepare me. But when it comes to my life, my welfare, my health, I have to believe God. Now, I've got this anointing. I'm not going to let anything take me out. I'm not going to let cancer take me out. And I don't, you know, I go to the doctor, get checkups and things, but I'm not afraid of an evil report if I ever have one. But this is something that I do. And you can adopt it as well if you want. I know I got to live by my faith. And I know I want to be here as long as I can be. And I want to see my children, just like any other parent, I want to see my children grow and develop. And I want to be there for them, to give them advice along the course of their life. And I want to, you know, I want to see my grandchildren, just like any other parent. And you can't do that if you die young. So what I do, I speak with my mouth that I'm healed. I confess it. I mean it. I determine healing throughout my body. Sometimes I even present myself before the Lord. Lord, let's talk. How am I doing? What am I doing wrong? How can I do everything better? You know, I present myself before the Lord and get an evaluation of things. And then when it comes to my body, I say, Lord, if there's anything you see happening in my body, I call it healed right now. And I just claim healing. I claim immunity to anything that would cause harm to my body. And then I use common sense when I eat. I don't want to eat too much meat, too much red meat, too much sugar, too much fat. And I want to eat a healthy amount of vegetables. And then to help it out, I confess that I crave what I need the most. And I have no taste for what I don't need. I confess things like that so that I can stay healthy. It's easy to do it God's way, but you do it by faith. I believe it. And I expect the healing. I expect the better. And then I receive it. That's easy. That's better than laying on a table somewhere. And I ask the Lord to coach me in life. I stay out of strife. I quickly forgive people. In the other broadcast, I said, when the Lord taught me how to love people, when he was giving me revelation about loving others, I just prepared myself to forgive, because I knew people do crazy stuff. They do things that you really don't want them to do. So I would be on guard to forgive so that I could do the greater works. And being honest, all of this works good. God has so much to say to us, and he loves us. Now, when it comes to the challenges, I said people don't like challenge. They don't like change. And sometimes people are slow to grow because they feel challenged. Now I'm gonna share with you a secret. If you're gonna follow God, you don't really know where he's gonna take you. You don't know what he's gonna lead you to do, how he's gonna lead you to do it. You don't know what he may call you, what country he may call you to preach at. Now these are real concerns for God's people. Some people do not want to be a preacher. But you don't have to be a preacher to follow God. You just have to follow him. Do you trust him? If you can trust him at all, understand that he's going to guide you into all truth. He's not going to guide you into a corner and harm you. He's going to bless you. He's going to take you forward and not backwards. He's going to give you insight in life, where you are. Many times you're already on the mission field you're going to be at. You start with the audience he give you. Now, there are people out there that will hear you somewhere. He may have you to end up somewhere else. God can do anything. And he can prepare you for the places that you're going to go naturally anyway. A lot of times he'll just train you to be a blessing to where he know you're going to go. So don't be afraid of the challenges of the ministry, the unknown. You know, I used to have a confession. See, confessions of faith help you. I used to say, whatever, as long as I'm doing what God say do, I'm all right. As long as I obey the Lord, I'm okay. And it helped me to rest in him, be settled in obedience to him on purpose. It helped me to be settled in obedience. And I lost my appetite for disobedience. And then I got to the point, I said, I hate disobedience in all forms. And I will not disobey the Lord. I love him and I love him only. I love his word. I love his will. Because there were times you don't feel all that. You want to run high and a convention. And see, the convenience of organized ministries look real good when things are not going the way you desire them to. But following God is so